Good to be back.
How was that flight?
Well, I was sitting on the plane there, and they got the little TV that shows you the track of where the plane is over the United States, and I figured out that they couldn't have sent us any further and kept us in the United States. It's as far as we could have gone. Good flight, happy flight. Guys were tired. They went right to sleep pretty much. They, a lot of plays. Defense was out there, 96 plays, and 60 some in the second half. So, they got some rest on the way back.
On your way back, are you able to start breaking down film and, mm-hmm. and doing stuff?
Yep, yep.
You have it pretty much all done by the time you land?
Yeah, yeah. So watch the entire game, offense, defense, special teams, and work on Seattle. And, it's a pretty impressive thing. I've never been associated with a team like this where the coaching staff is, it's like a workstation in the back part of the plane. I mean, the computers are on, nobody's watching movies, and not a lot of sleeping going on. Really impressed with our guys, the way they do that. And players too. They had laptops. They were watching the game in groups, and then eventually fell off to sleep.
When you're watching the film, and the Patriots scored 28 points. Were you worried?
Well, when you really look at it, I mean, for the 2.5 quarters of football, I'm not gonna word you want to use, but it was pretty darn good defensively for us. And then the last 5 minutes of the game, the last two stops, two fourth quarter stops, very impressive by our defense. During the span where they were moving the football and scoring the points, we had our chances. We had our chances to get off the field. You know, a couple plays in particular where we should have gotten off the field, but it's a very good offense and. And they were making plays as well.
Coach, how much of the playing work last night? You say you guys were watching. Was most of it looking back at this game, or was some of it looking ahead to Seattle, maybe watching Seattle's game in some way? If you had access to that?
Right, both. We had access to all Seattle's games except for yesterday's game, as far as the computer was concerned.
What changed during that time when New England was scoring? What did your defense stop doing that it had done so well?
I think everybody's first thing is that somehow if the other team moves the ball when they hadn't been moving the ball, that you were in some kind of prevent mode. It seems to be, what you hear, from the subject matter experts. But no, that wasn't the case. I mean, we were playing football and they were making plays and we had our chances. And like I described it.
You mentioned the number of snaps. I mean, that looked like a pretty draining game to play last night.
Sure.
Because of that, will you cut back on some things this week physically to prepare for this next game, which is pretty important, I mean, given what you guys went through last night?
Yeah, I think that's something to take a look at and probably implement. I think it affected us, during the game. That was especially the amount of plays and the tempo which they were running their offense at. It was tough playing in that stretch for our defense, but very proud of the character of the team. I mean, I know we talk about that a lot, but to come back and get those two stops at the end really makes you feel good. Going into the game, it was obvious both teams desperately wanted to win the game. Felt like both teams wanted to prove they were the better team. And you looked at the hitting that went on through the entire course of the game and especially early, but it was that way in the second half as well, that both teams really wanted to show that they were the better team. And it was a great game. It was an exciting game. Very competitive.
Do Do you have a sense of Justin Smith and how long he might be out?
But it's really going to be how he is today, tomorrow, Wednesday, you know, before we know anything.
Has he already gone through the MRI process?
Yes. Yes, he's so
it's not like a Paris Harrelson thing, you know, like that long term.
No. Does seems to be two different things. Okay. Yeah.
How much has Alden benefited from playing behind Justin all of the time?
Alden?
Yeah, how much does he
I thought you said Alvin.
Him too.
I think we have an Alvin. how much has he benefited? A lot. I don't know exactly how much, but I know it's quite a bit. And you know, you judge that by the evidence is there by the play of Alden, and then also the evidence of how much Alden gives credit to Justin. But I think just even more so, you know, you can see the respect that Alden has for Justin, and the way he listens to Justin and you know, the way he just learns from him. So I would say a lot.
Given Justin's nature character, how would you stop him from going on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I know exactly what you're saying, and you know, that's there's no truer football player than Justin Smith, and he's just a football player.
How much do you think their run kind of coincided with Justin going out of the game? Do you think that had an impact on your defense, just not being able to, you know, have your one of your big time leaders out there?
Yes, somewhat. I thought the guys that you know came in, stepped in, and did some really good things. You know, Ricky Jean did a nice job, I thought our guys stepped up. Like I said, I mean, it really, really, you know, the chances we had to get off the field really didn't come from that position. You know, so we made some errors elsewhere. Yeah, it had an effect, but. You know.
How much do you talk to your quarterback during the game? And did you talk to Colin at all after the game was tied up?
For any wise, inspirational words?
Yeah, something the coach speak.
there's some talk, but not much for me personally. I always just let quarterbacks play their game, and. Do less talking to him during the game, unless there's something to say to him.
What can you tell him, as a coach and former quarterback, what can you tell him about the snapping problems to minimize that happening again? What did you sort of learn about that?
Well, it's always the two people involved there. You know, there's the center and the quarterback, and you know that's you look at how you know each is taking that snap and delivering the snap and. You know, you get it fixed. So it's really working with the center and the quarterback.
The fact that Seattle has Russell Wilson, so you could argue a dual threat type of guy, sort of like in much the way Colin is are they mirror images of each other? And what does that do? How does that affect preparation for this week?
No, I think they're not. I think they're two very good quarterbacks. They're different quarterbacks. They're not mirror images. Not too many quarterbacks, I think, that are, I could say, are mirror images, even in the entire league. But so anyway, the preparation for Seattle and their offense, you know, is a separate thing from our offense.
I guess I'd only ask that because I mean, if I would think some teams who have maybe more of a drop back in the pocket and stand still and throw type quarterback might have a more difficult time, may not have seen the type of looks that he's going to give you in practice. But since you guys have Colin, he sort of he does those things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if that makes it, if you've seen probably more of what Russell Wilson does on a daily basis in practice.
Possible.
A couple of your guys, you know, said that was like a playoff game. last night. And then going to Seattle in another primetime game, a big division, a chance to clinch the division. Mm-hmm. Is it good to be playing these games right at the end of the regular season right now? I mean, you hope you're kind of peaking with these big games at the end?
I think that can be a positive. Like I said, I think the thing that the players were feeling and probably anybody that was watching it was feeling was that there was two teams that, two very good teams, two hard-hitting teams, two teams that, have a lot of pride in how they play. Really came out to see who was better, and wanted to be better and wanted to win that game. And it showed, So this game will be the same. I really believe that. And, we need to prepare.
Do you expect to fill the final spot on the 53 this week?
Yes. Yes.
Have you already done it?
No. Haven't done it yet.
Is there a time frame on when you think you will do it?
Yeah, we anticipate that we will do that by this week.
How much more have you seen Colin become patient and comfortable with himself? It seems like he's being able to check down more and just starting to feel more comfortable. Have you seen an enormous change? How much of a change from start one to start five?
I wouldn't say enormous. I think he was. He was poised. He was. He had a great understanding of the offense. From the very first time he went out and took a snap this season, and from the time he took his first start and until now, definitely. The game experience, the playing. Play after play. Exposes you to different situations and that's is good for you. It's gonna lead to improvement. I wouldn't call them dramatic improvements though. I think he's been at a pretty high level.
Is it particularly good when he gets these kind of tests? I mean, the Bears defense on Monday night, at New Orleans with the crowd and then at New England, it seems like he's getting thrown into the fire. Right,
yeah,
the
sure. I mean, all kinds of scenarios. Backed up, coming off your own half-yard line. He's seen those situations. And every time our offense has been backed up inside the 10-yard line, we've moved it out for at least one first down. Red zone situations. Come back after a turnover, come back after an interception, come back after having success with a quick scoring drive, a long scoring drive. He's been in a lot of situations, 2 minute before the half, 2 minute at the end of the game. All those things are, he's experienced in only four starts.
I heard your analogy last night about the train station, which was good. Well, first of all, what was the name of the train station?
Yeah, the Deerfield Station.
Okay, and was there a moment like last night when you were
on the corner of Deerfield and Chestnut?
Thank you. Try to be accurate.
But also, just every day here. I mean, it's, there's a train will go by, probably, who knows, I don't even know how many times it goes by a day while we're out there on the practice field in the two-hour span, but, maybe a dozen, and you don't even notice it. Maybe you notice it once, I look up and watch our guys, and nobody even looks. Nobody even knows it goes by. They're focused on what they're doing.
Was there a moment last night in the game? I mean, other than the plays everybody will remember from that game, where you stand on the sideline, you looked out and these guys are doing this. Was there a specific play you remember that maybe we didn't see obvious that just?
Oh, handling the pressure and handling their business.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say a player too. It just when it's all over and you think back during the game, and just that was that hit me. There's never a time with our team that you know that you see the evidence that it's getting to them, or that you know they're pointing fingers at one another, and you know that's so easy to do. I mean, accountability for a lot of people is, you know, just naming names. You know, his fault. You know, or why didn't you do this, or why didn't you do that, or offense, defense, why can't you get him stopped? Why can't you score? You know, why just turn the ball over? I never see that with our team, and so you know, the pressure to perform is great in this league, at this level, and I credit that to you know, I think we have excellent players that are you know, they're kind of in their prime of their, you know, their career. They're at the, you know, the experienced height, but they're young, you know, and they've been in those situations, and they're young, experienced, and kind of right in their prime.
You mentioned last night that play on the blitz, the touchdown to Crabtree, wasn't designed to go there. So is that even an option? I mean, is that something that he's been schooled on? If it's, you know, if it's a seven-man rush, go to Crabtree, or did he just make that play on his feet?
Well, he's got that option. It's a, you know, it's a quick answer option. It's a you know, he had off coverage. You know, we were calling that more to get Vernon on the shallow crossing route. But he's got that option to take.
And I have a question. I know we've asked several times about David Akers this season. Mm-hmm. What's your feeling on him right now?
Well, I mean, you know, this the same as you know, a lot of the, I mean, specialists, you know, when they sometimes they only get four or five opportunities a game, you know, you gotta make the play, and you know, we got to see him do it. You know, we got to see him make those plays.
Will he still get chances? Will he still part of this team?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, you brought a couple kickers in a few weeks mm-hmm. ago, but no idea, no thought of giving it a change right now.
No, David's, we, not at this time.
What do you think of the new San Jose State coach? Your replacement.
I apologize. I don't know who the new San Jose State coach is.
USD coach, Carrick.
Oh, Ron Carrick. Fantastic. That is great. When did that happen?
Just 20 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guy and coach. Bellarmine graduate. Gotten to know Ron really, really well. He replaced me at USD.
I know that, but I mean, you didn't cross paths there. He came after you left, right?
Yeah, but I would stop back down there. It's when I was in San Diego. Talked on the phone many times, and just through my players that were still there at USD. And like I said, when I would be recruiting in San Diego, I'd always stop by the trailer and see if anybody was there. Ron's been up here recruiting in the Bay Area. When I was over at Stanford, we'd run into each other. Yeah, great guy, great family. His son, my son, will be disappointed. He is friends with Ron's son. They go to the same high school. So that's great. Great hire by San Jose State. Good coach, winning coach. He's done a real nice job with that program.